you listening to?
Big Sports Radio Guy.
Prepare the water cooler, that we may gather around it later and discuss things.
It's time for the Coach's Corner on Drive Time Sports.
We're going to have a lot of local basketball pretty much throughout the entire week as we gear up for the final week of the basketball season. Can't believe how fast it has gone by, but yes, we've reached the final week of February. So with that being said, state basketball championship action will continue this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at the Sevier Valley Center in Richfield. First up on Thursday, it'll be the Emory boys. They take the court at 2:30. They'll go toe-to-toe with North Summit. The Lady Spartans will follow that evening at 9:10, a late tip-off. Emory will go toe-to-toe with Enterprise. And joining us to talk a bit about that game and the previous contest this past Friday is Emory walloped Waterford. We have head coach Lynn Tuttle joining us over the phone right now. Coach, great to get you back on today. Always fun to hear from you. Thank you.
You bet.
Coach, we'll start by talking about your guys' victory this past weekend. Dominating performance once again. I think it was expected by a lot of the media pundits that I was talking to going into the game. They weren't quite sure what Waterford had. And you guys started off slow, but really started firing on all cylinders by the time we had reached the second half.
Yeah, we come out. I don't know if we were a little scared, timid, whatever, but it took half a quarter to get going. And Waterford, they are down that region, I believe it's 14, probably one of the less competitive regions in 2A, but you never know a game like that, a playing game. It all depends on how you show up and how you finish, but the girls, they got it going about midway through the first and started playing how we were capable of doing.
You look at the ability of this team, Coach, and it's definitely off of the charts. Could it maybe have been a little bit of a letdown going into a contest against Waterford or maybe the long week leading up to it? I mean, what did you contribute to the slow start?
Well, I'm trying to figure it out fully, but going into it, the girls knew kind of what Waterford was about. It seemed like all year, every time we come out against a tough opponent, we start firing right from the get-go. We had a few other games during the season. One was Duchesne, come out the same way. I don't know if the girls figure it's a lesser competition team, and they show up knowing that. And, I don't know if they believe they don't have to come out from the get going. I'm not sure, but hopefully this next weekend, every game we've got now is a tough game. So hopefully we show up, and right from the jump, we get going.
What was it that kind of ignited these girls? When did you notice a turning point in the game on Friday night?
Midway through the half, they just settled down. I believe we got up on them a little bit. They called the timeout. We kind of huddled and just calmed down, settled down, and realized it don't matter what the atmosphere in this gym is. Let's just go out and do what we do.
Statistically, looking at the final box score, I mean, they had Megan down as a perfect performance from the field. She didn't miss a shot from the field. That definitely, you guys had that inside presence early on. Laney hit a couple of shots from downtown. Morgan hit a couple of as well. Seemed like Morgan was kind of the energizer for you guys off the bench in that game.
Yeah, she come out. We get a lot of energy from her. That's the good thing about going to the bench. You don't have no letdown. She come out, fired some threes. I think she was actually 3 for 4 from the field there, and she did. She helped and gave us a big lift. Megan was excellent that day. She did go 100%, and she's capable of doing so. Hopefully it'll carry over.
We were talking about this during the broadcast, Coach. This Lady Spartan team is so unique in a sense where you go to the bench, there's no drop-off. And I believe that you guys are probably the only team in 2A that actually has that luxury. When you bring in your sixth or seventh man off of the pine, there's very little to no drop-off. I mean, that's unique for a high school basketball team in general.
Yeah, it is. We've got one player that's down, Tasia Price. She fractured her ankle then almost a month ago. And that hurts a little bit with depth, but usually the first one off is Megan or Morgan. Doesn't matter whether it's a big guy that comes out or a guard. We just shuffle Caitlin Toomer to the four if a big guy comes out first. Typically Morgan will go and start rotating the guards first and giving them rest. But yeah, I've got 100% confidence in the first few girls that come out. Erin Hurst, she last several games has picked it up and playing well, so it's encouraging to go into the next weekend knowing that hopefully the bench will produce, and we definitely got to have their help to go all the way.
Again, our guest right now is Coach Lynn Tuttle of the Emory Lady Spartan basketball squad. Coach, let's talk about your guys' next opponent, Enterprise, the number 3 seed coming out of Region 13. You and I talked following the girls' game, the Lady Spartans game, on Friday night, and you said, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if Enterprise comes out here and knocks off South Summit. That's a scrappy team. It was a low-scoring game. They grab a 35-28 victory, and you weren't surprised by that at all.
No, I wasn't surprised. I think that's the typical game Enterprise likes. They actually match up well with us. They've got a couple of big girls that are tough. Defensively, it's going to be, I think they're going to try to pack it in and shut Megan down. And they probably can do it. The big, strong girls, I believe their weakness is their guards. So we're going to try to exploit that and hopefully we can knock some shots down. Good thing about my big guys, all year they try to pack it in, stop that part of our game, but with the two big guys working together, it's pretty tough to shut us down completely. But that's I'm sure their number one goal, and they definitely got the athletes to kind of steer in that direction.
Yeah, they held South Summit to just 8 field goals throughout the entire game, and that South Summit team was pretty good. I mean, you go back and you look at their production throughout the season, and that's a very good win for this Enterprise team. They're scrappy, but it seems like that's kind of the mindset of Enterprise. If we're talking boys or girls basketball, it doesn't matter. It seems like they always kind of have that tag along with them. They're going to make a game ugly. That's what they like to do.
Yeah, it is, and that's what we're going to try to get away from. But South Sevier and Enterprise, I believe that's the most physical game I've witnessed all year. And you're right, towards the end, when the more physical it got, the more advantage it placed in Enterprise's hands. I'm with you. They're going to try to make it that type of ball game. And I've already told the girls, we don't worry about that. We're going to go out and do what we do and not get caught up in it.
As far as trying to push this tempo in your guys' favor, I mean, is that all created out of the press defensively? I mean, if your defense can create some offense, obviously you take them out of their game because they want to slow it down. They want to make it a grind.
Yeah, it is. That's some of the reason we get in our press right off the bat. That kind of gets us going. It won't allow another team to slow it down, and obviously we're better in an up-tempo game. We like to make it a track meet. And we're going to go in with that same attitude and hopefully get things going. We just got to be careful with that type of team and ball club and the way they like to play, not to get in foul trouble.
It's always interesting when we get to this stage, the final stage of the season, Coach, because a lot of the times you'll see teams maybe tighten up their rotation a little bit, but it's such a unique situation because you have to win 3 games in 3 days, and you're playing 3 solid teams. I mean, the final 8 teams remaining, or the final 8 teams that are remaining in the state tournament, I mean, they're all quality teams. So how does that change for you, or does it at all here over the next couple of days?
Well, yeah, we've looked into that quite a bit. Visiting with the assistant coaches, ideally you'd like to go out the first game, especially play your ball, get up on them, and kind of rest the girls. I'm not so sure we're going to be able to have that luxury. We're going to go out and look in the future to press a full game, and then show up and do it again and again. I think it puts you at a disadvantage if you do make it to that last game. So, ideally. We go out and play up to our capabilities and just like through the season, kind of get a lead and then just start rotating girls and try to keep fresh legs.
If we look around at the final 8 teams left, 3 of those 8 come from Region 15. This is a region that you guys dominated throughout. And I had this conversation again with a couple of other media members when we were at the state tournament. And I said, look, Region 15, it may appear that this division was down a little bit, but I think San Juan knocking off Wasatch Academy, and of course everyone knows that North Sevier is a very capable team, makes this region look pretty good. It even makes what you guys were able to accomplish, Coach, that much more impressive.
Yeah, it does. It was good to see all them teams go in there. I was pretty tickled for San Juan. I visited with Coach Moon prior to the game, and my assistant coaches went over and watched Wasatch Academy play during our bye week, just to get a feel for it. And talking with Coach Moon of San Juan, I told him, I think you're very capable of going in and beating this team. And he went in there, done it. They played a great game. And Wasatch Academy, I don't believe they were tested through the year. That region was down, so when it was blowing teams away, it was hard to kind of gauge and see where they were at. But meeting up with San Juan, it kind of showed where they had ended, and I was kind of glad that San Juan done that.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with you 100%. When you look around, I mean, North Summit, North Sevier, Kanab, San Juan, Beaver, Layton, Christian, Emory, and Enterprise. I mean, that's a pretty solid field. You get down to the final eight teams. Obviously, it's going to be very entertaining. These are the best eight squads in the state. Your take on it, Coach, when you look at the final bracket as it shapes up going into Richfield?
Well, halfway through the season, it's kind of the way we thought it end. You're right. Every ball club there, they can make some noise. It don't matter how good you are. If you go in flat and the other team's firing, anything can happen. No, there's not going to be an easy game for us or anybody there. Hopefully just going and manage it where we can come out with wins and keep some fresh legs for the next coming game. The game, North Summit and North Sevier played the first game down there. They're in the upper part of the bracket, and that can be an interesting matchup there. Well, it won't be an easy game for either one of them. I really thought North Summit would probably be the team to pick in that matchup, but they lost one of their better players up there in the state playoff game. So that's going to be interesting. But my thoughts are whoever gets through that first game might end up Saturday night in the championship, and hopefully we're there to meet them.
Definitely. Absolutely. Coach, you guys will play the late game 9-10 on Thursday. Does that matter to you?
No, the first night doesn't really matter. We're not going to stay in the gym long. We've got our plans to kind of mix it up. But a little concerning for the next day. Obviously, you can't sleep in all morning. It just makes you groggy all day. So, no, I'd much rather have a 7 o'clock game. But the way it unfolded, 9-10 is when we match up.
We'll end with this, Coach. It's kind of a very fun and exciting year for Emory High School basketball in general. The boys have also put together an absolutely brilliant season. I mean, there's a legitimate chance that we could have two Emory squads featured in the state championship game. It's a realistic possibility. That's something unique that you just don't see every day.
Yeah, it's encouraging to see. Both teams have been a lot of fun to watch all year. Kind of basketball, there's no boring part of it to watch. It's up tempo. I like to get up and down and score some points, and yeah, it'd be awesome to see both teams there fighting for a championship.
Coach, I always look forward to talking with you. Thank you again for making time for us, and we'll catch you on Thursday at the Sevier Valley Center.
You bet. Appreciate it. See you down there.
Again, that's Coach Lynn Tuttle of the Emory Lady Spartans basketball squad. Emory will take on Enterprise Thursday, 9:10 p.m. We'll bring you the live coverage right here on KOAL, and you can also stream the audio live at CastleCountryRadio.com, courtesy of the Food Ranch in Orangeville. We have more local and national basketball talk coming up. It's just that time of the year. More straight ahead here on Drive Time Sports.